The other day I was standing by, this is fine, I was going by Brother Tommy Osborne, that sweet Christian brother, Tommy Osborne. He was brought to his ministry over there that night with a maniac, ran out on the platform to kill him in Portland. And then he's traveled overseas, he's a sainted man of God. I looked through his great building, he took me through there how beautiful it was. Then here come our darling brother, Oral Roberts, one of the sweetest men and the finest men. And God has trusted him with great wealth and everything. And then I went to his building, I went through there and seen all them things built in the form of a trinity. No glasses on the side, all imported marble, and the ceiling is aluminum, all aluminum wires wore close together. 500 machines or something in there, just like assembly line running through and letters and so forth. I thought, oh my. I stepped outside and I said to Brother Fisher, a missionary with him in Africa, he's taking me through, and I went into the mirror and seen those great beautiful hands reaching down like the hands of God and sinners reaching for him. My heart just jumped for joy. I thought, oh God, how I thank you for Oral Roberts. How I thank you for a one little old Pentecostal boy born in a dugout over yonder could have come up to mount like that. I said, how I thank you, God. And I stood outside and I got to myself and walked around to get my car. And then something said to me, it's Satan. He said, but what about you? Oral's ministry come off of yours. So did Tommy Osborne. Here you are. Where's your IBM machines? A little old end of a trailer that Brother Leo lets me have an office in. A phone sitting in there and a little second-handed typewriter. What about that? I said, well, I sure hate them to come see that. Satan says, you see, he can't trust you. I said, I guess that's right. All them brethren with all, I guess, you just can't trust me, that's all. And I was standing there looking there, and I got real broke up with, oh God, as hard as I've tried and everything else. And I said, then, look what you have done. Just then I heard a voice said, but I am your potion. Hey! I said, oh God, a 10-hour cottage? Why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there of rubies and diamonds and silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child, an eagle of the King. A child of the King with Jesus, my Savior. I'm a child of the King. Oh, my.